Speaking of the Masters, let's place a call to Tiger Woods, who, of course, didn't play this weekend. We know he was watching. And his longtime rival, Sergio, finally got a green jacket.
Hello?
Tiger Woods, please.
Oh, hi, Mira.
Oh, hi, Tiger. How are you?
Hi. Well, I'm a little bit down this morning, to be quite honest with you.
Oh, why?
Because the only thing worse than Phil winning the Masters is Sergio winning the Masters.
Your longtime rival. You guys battled on many an occasion. It was
so depressed today, Junior.
Really?
This morning I could hardly even play with my army men. I was so sad.
Well, I thought you might be happy for Sergio. It's a long wait.
I just moped around my house this morning in my Elsa pajamas. Hardly finished my cereal even. I hate Sergio. I hate any player that refuses to learn good English.
Oh, come on. It's his second language, and I think he's matured a lot over the last few years.
Boy, are you like me? Don't you wish Trump had built that wall before Sergio had entered the Masters this year?
He's not from Mexico.
Same difference.
Spain, it's not the same difference.
Hey, are you guys good at math, either of you?
Okay, I guess.
Okay, help me out here. I've been putting pencil to paper trying to figure this out. Okay, Sergio is 37 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
He's won one major.
Mm-hmm.
So according to my math, he's on pace to win two majors in his, if he has two lifetimes. Okay, so that would mean, let's say that he's never going to catch my record. Never.
Yeah, that's very likely. He will not catch you.
But of course, I'll never catch Jack at this pace either.
No, that ship is sailing for you.
Yeah, when are you going to play again? What's going on?
I'm getting there. Just calm your horses. I'm just taking my time.
Okay. It doesn't sound good, though. It sounds like you have a lot of back pain.
My back's all effed up. My back was doing fine, and then I took one swing tip from Kelly Keeney, and then it's all effed up.
Oh, gosh.
She's your new coach.
You know, the only good thing about not being at the Masters is that I don't have to shake hands with that horse's ass Jim Nance.
Oh, come on. Everybody likes Jim Nance.
But the worst part about not being at the Masters is that I have to sit home and listen to that horse's ass Jim
Nance.
Come on.
He's so haughty.
He's a great announcer.
He's not a great announcer, Jody. And you know it, deep in your balls.
I don't know. He's pretty big time.
And can we please change the name of that butler's cabin?
Yeah.
I've been trying to get him to change that name for like 20 years, although now that it's just white guys winning, they don't care anymore.
It's named after somebody. It's not a butler's cabin.
Oh, it isn't?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And then again, can you really say Sergio's white? I mean, that's kind of questionable, too.
Well, he's
what does
Spanish.
It matter? Yeah, he's from Spain. Who cares?
He's a Spaniard from Mexico.
No, not exactly.
By the way, I'm finally starting to think my career is actually over. I got a bad sign this week.
Hmm.
Mark Cuban invited me to sit on the Mavs bench for a game. That means over.
Yeah, that means it's pretty much over.
You know who I wish could be here to see the end of my career?
You know, we're getting close to ticker time.
Who's that, Tiger?
Bernard.
Earl. Oof.
The large toilet clock orb apparent that was eating his way through Asia one time and ate so many oysters that he got all hornied up, so he had to go sniffing around to some piece of female receiver meat, so he tracked down a menstruating Viet Cong Kung Pao Geisha girl from China all over the Himalayas and finally tackled her on a Hillary step and pinned her under his beach ball belly while he introduced his ebony shaft and soft soap dispenser into her endometriosis until she was forced to 9 months later squat over a bald eagle's nest and diarrhea out a red shirt wearing 14-time major winning wife cheater with a bad back and a libido the size of a horned dog.
You were conceived on the Hillary step?
He says hi.
That's a bit of Tiger trivia I didn't know. I didn't know that.
He's out. He is out.
I didn't know Earl and...
No, I didn't know that either.
Tilda, or whatever her name was, conceived Tiger in the Himalayas.